You're listening to SBS News.
Robin Sunderland returned to New York on March the 3rd after visiting family in Australia. Then the US had only 80 cases of COVID-19. Now there have been more than 400,000 cases and more than 14,000 deaths, 4,500 of those in New York City alone.
Now when you go out, it's really quite sort of eerily sort of frightening, like a post-apocalyptic movie where everybody's walking around in masks of various different types and standing 6 foot distance. I watched the governor's speech yesterday to the state, and we now have a $1,000 fine if you breach the 6 foot rule. It's really quite serious when you think of it.
Ms. Sunderland has lived in New York City for 20 years and in Brooklyn for 18 of those. Ms. Sunderland's wife, Elizabeth Vincentelli, is French and has lived in New York herself for 30 years. They know 16 friends who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. And Ms. Sunderland says that despite the quality of Australia's healthcare system, she and her wife decided to stay in New York.
It was really tempting, I have to say, particularly because I know Australia's healthcare system is so good. And we also have a much smaller population. And, you could pretty much go to any hospital and be pretty assured of a bed and perhaps a ventilator, whereas here we're at capacity now. So that's a concern.
Other Australians in the US have far fewer routes. Amanda Fletcher relocated from Sydney to New Jersey in January with her husband Rupert and two children. Their 15-year-old daughter Megan lives with a genetic condition, which means she is partially tube-fed, uses sign language to communicate, and needs a wheelchair for long or complicated transport. Ms. Fletcher says Megan is a high-risk candidate for contracting COVID-19, and it's one of the reasons the family decided to stay in New Jersey.
Megan would be more likely to contract the virus on a flight because she touches things, she touches people, and then she puts her fingers all over her face, in her mouth. And we really have no way of controlling that because she's 15. So we have kind of made the decision to stay put.
But deciding to stay comes with its own restrictions too. Ms. Fletcher says she and her family have to be hyper-vigilant.
We're quite meticulous. Like, we have been shopping twice in that 28 days. We've not had any takeaway. We treat parcels and mail like it's contaminated, and so we leave it for a long time. And even with our furniture coming from Australia in a shipping container, the guys were going to unpack and set everything up for us, and we just said, no, like, we don't want that prolonged close contact with people that we don't know, and so therefore we don't trust.
Josh Pugh is known online as America Josh. He's managed an online community for thousands of Australians in New York since he moved there from Adelaide 3 years ago. And with many Australians unsure whether they should stay or go, Mr. Pugh says he has found a number of them reaching out to him for advice.
There's a lot of unknowing whether moving is better or if you're settled, you have your life and everything you know in America. And even though you're from Australia, if everything you know is from America, it's kind of difficult to know whether you're meant to pick up everything and go to a country that now you might not have anything to go to. So when you have to, isolate yourself and stay at home, it's difficult to do that if you don't have a home.
The Australian Consulate in New York has urged Australian residents to seriously consider whether they have access to sufficient healthcare and finances should they fall ill in the US. If the answer to that is no, the advice is to return to Australia as soon as possible. But flights are fast becoming limited and very expensive, so the window for making such a decision is shrinking rapidly. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.